Life Audio.
Hi, I'm Emma Dancy, and welcome to Her Many Hats podcast, where we explore how women wear many hats while serving one God. Whatever role you are fulfilling, the Lord is using you in incredible ways. Let's take some time to seek the scriptures and learn how we can best honor Christ with the hats that we wear. Hey friends, and welcome back to Her Many Hats podcast, where we are exploring the hat of creativity. These past couple of weeks have been really encouraging to me and refreshing to my soul as we look at God, our Creator, and how we are called to model Him through our creativity and even point to His existence. Last week, we got to hear from the amazing Tamara Brown, the fine artist who is using her craft to point to the God who loves us and exists, and how she, through her talent, is giving her gifts to the Lord. And I don't know about you, but I was really inspired by hearing her message and thinking about things in my life in ways that I'm creative, maybe that I wouldn't have necessarily labeled as creative before. But now I've been looking at the world around me and thinking, wow, that is really creative, the way that person made that recipe, or that was really creative the way that this person thought through this problem and found a cool solution with a unique idea. Well, today we're going to be tapping into another area of creativity, which is creativity in our relationships. I went to a Christian university, and because I chose this school, I ended up making friends from all across the country, even around the world. My closest friends now all live spread out across the United States from college, and we miss each other greatly, but we love each other still like sisters. But because of our distance and because of the challenges that we now face in regularly seeing one another, we have to find creative ways to cultivate those friendships and those relationships, or else they can easily die out. So for us, it's helped to have a group text, and we continue to share prayer requests, anything new going on in our lives, anything that we think is funny or want to share or celebrate. We try to keep connected that way, as well as just call one another individually when we are able, or FaceTime as well. But if we just chose to let those friendships kind of do what they were going to do, honestly, we probably wouldn't talk much anymore at all. We have to make effort. We have to make a way for us to continue to communicate in an effective way. And so we had to get creative. Sometimes we'll do a FaceTime, and sometimes we'll do a game night on Zoom. We want to continue to have experiences with one another, whether that's an in-person visit or it's just virtual. And we are very aware that seasons of life change and finances can be an issue, but we're still going to creatively pursue one another because we felt like God put us together for a reason and we have a bond like sisters. What does creativity look like in a relationship? We're going to pray as we seek God in this question and as we see what we can do to apply this to our own lives, just like I had the opportunity to do so with my friends from college. Lord Jesus, we just wait before you today with anticipation of what you want to teach us. Lord, we pray for forgiveness for areas when we've been passive or lazy, in relationships when we should have pressed on and gotten creative. Lord, would you open our eyes to your word and your ways today? Would you show us more what it looks like to live our relationships out in creative and fresh ways? In Jesus' name, amen.
Well,
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Have you found yourself having to get creative to stay connected with a friend who moved? Maybe you FaceTime, do a prayer text, or write letters. Sometimes these are situations in life that demand creativity for a relationship to be sustained and to grow. My friend Abigail and I actually probably grew closer after college when we did not live in the same place, simply because we were creative in doing a Bible study together. I would put Abigail on my laptop and we would watch the video from the television and then discuss it. And we met weekly and we prayed together over FaceTime or on the phone. And so even though distance could have easily been a barrier to divide us further, we actually grew closer and closer together because of the intentionality and creativity behind our meetings with one another. If I'm being honest, though, there is a need for creativity in order for relationships to grow. Creativity is the ability to make something new or help with a unique idea. When we put creativity in a box of the fine arts, we miss that creativity is actually vital to our relationships because creativity motivates growth and depth. Who can God do a new thing with in your life? What relationship needs some new perspective? Is it your marriage? Is it your kids? Is it your relationship with a sibling? Recently, my sister and I have been trying to view each other more as friends than just sisters. She'll text me, "Hi, friend," before she sends a message. And I can honestly say that the first time when I received a message like that, my heart literally jumped in my chest. I was so excited. We are creatively approaching our relationship to do a new thing within it. We don't want to settle for just sisters. We want to truly know each other as friends. We're in our late 20s and our early 30s, and God is still doing a new thing within us and our relationship. So no matter where you are in life, we can always ask the Lord to do a new thing and to help create a freshness in relationship. Or let's talk about my husband. Drew and I have been married for a year and a half. And if we're not careful, it's easy for us to become passive in our dating life and romantic pursuit of one another. There's a comfort that's so beautiful that comes with marriage, but this can easily lead us to laziness. Drew and I try to create hard boundaries to have certain nights together at home, and this is really helpful because it enables us to be together or have a date night and continue to pursue one another. But with lives that revolve around college student ministry, we can easily miss our ministry to one another. And if we don't manage our time well, then this becomes a hardship on our marriage because God's called us to love one another and to build that relationship together. Maybe you feel overwhelmed with your schedule. I have been there too. I've been there a lot of times. There's so many great things that we can say yes to, but it's important that we know the power and impact of no. And when we say yes to one thing, we're saying no to something else. So slowing down and making sure that we have a good balance in our schedule is really important to our marriages. We can spend time praying and looking over our schedules to see how we can better prioritize our marriage. And this is something that we could do at any point in life. It's not something that we just do 1 year or 20 years down the line. This is something that we can always be reevaluating in certain seasons. Dating is such an exciting time because you're making the memories and getting to know each other. And so marriage still can be this way. We just have to remember that we fought for it before marriage, and so we still need to fight for it after marriage. Getting creative in what you do together with your spouse, whether you go to eat or how you interact, is so important for us to be able to make new memories together, have new experiences, and keep a marriage fresh and alive and exciting. Because the enemy wants to destroy marriages, just like any other great relationship. And so we need to be genuine in our pursuit of one another in these creative ways. A Bible character.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Who kind of just stood out to me as someone who was creative in a relationship was actually Miriam. Miriam is known as Moses' sister in the Bible. She loved her brother so much. When Miriam's mother Jochebed gave birth to her brother Moses, it was during a time when Hebrew boys under the age of 2 were being killed by the Pharaoh. In Exodus 2, Jochebed places baby Moses into a basket and puts him into the river. While Miriam watched over him, she saw what would happen. Pharaoh's daughter came down to the river to bathe, and she discovered the baby and had compassion on Moses. Miriam creatively happened to be nearby, and she said, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" Wow, insert Miriam's brilliant idea of creativity. The daughter of Pharaoh said yes, and Miriam happened to go and select none other than Jochebed, Moses' biological mother. So thankfully, Jochebed, the mom, was able to have a relationship with Moses in his formative years. And I'm sure that Miriam, because she was his sister, was around him and also played a role in his life. Not only did Jochebed get to nurse him for royalty when he could have been dead and drowned in the river, Miriam's creative solution provided a long-term effect on the people of God. Because she pointed Pharaoh's daughter to Jochebed, this allowed Moses' birth mother to teach him the ways of the Hebrews and form a foundation for him in his faith. This would later carry Moses into adulthood as he would lead the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt. God uses our creativity. He often gives us creative thoughts to be cultivated for his glory through hard situations. Miriam thought if her mother could not be present for all of Moses' life, that she could certainly nurse him and love on him while he was young. Her creativity expanded a relationship and gave them greater influence over the life of Moses for the future leader of their people. Had Miriam not thought creatively in that moment and spoke up to ask the Pharaoh's daughter if she could go find a Hebrew woman to nurse the baby for her, then this would have never happened. It kind of makes me wonder if Jochebed and Miriam created this plan, that they put him in at such a time when they maybe knew that the daughter would go down to bathe, and maybe perhaps she would be found by Moses. We don't have that detail, but you do wonder if there was a creative strategy behind this plan, or if it really was just a right place at the right time. However, whatever it was, Miriam spoke up. She gave the idea to Pharaoh's daughter. She saved her brother's life and ultimately played a role in saving her entire people group. Maybe there's a relationship that you are having to creatively fight for. A lot of times we think of relationships as something that we're cultivating, growing. It can be happy and wonderful and sweet. But sometimes there's relationships in our lives that we have to creatively and actively fight for because they can be difficult. Perhaps there's a barrier between you and someone else because of culture, or like I gave the example of my friends with distance. Remember that we surrender our ideas to God and present them, and then we see how He will use them. Ask God, is there a way that I can creatively love this person and bless this relationship in a unique way that I haven't thought of before? We sometimes need to take a step back and look and pray and see what it is that God wants to be doing among our relationships. Even when there's barriers or difficulties, that's an opportunity for creativity to press through. Our key Bible passage for the week is 1 Thessalonians 3, verses 12. It says, "May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you." This may seem like a strange verse for me to choose for creativity in relationships, but really that's the heart of creativity. It should be coming from a place of love. And we know that our God is perfect love, and He is our Creator. And it is through Him and by Him and for Him that we exist. And so as we seek Him, that love can overflow into others. And so the creativity is simply a product of the love that we have for that person that is in our life, that we're trying to love them significantly and to reach out. And we ask God that our love would increase and overflow for each other. As you look towards this week ahead, as you think about who God's placed in your life, what is a relationship that is in your life and you need to tap into creativity to help it grow? How can you be creative in this relationship? Is there a relationship that you need to fight for creatively? And then if so, what are steps that you can take to build and love this person well? As we look towards our Lord and Savior Jesus and how He has creatively loved us, and we ponder His great love, may we be filled up with the kind of Holy Spirit power to think uniquely and look at the people that God has placed within our lives and see how we can love them well creatively, how we can encourage them and fight for the relationships that are difficult to fight for. Just like Miriam had an opportunity to be creative to fight for a relationship with her brother, we can fight for the relationships around us by not allowing barriers of distance or culture or diversity or difficult past. We can see through the lens of Christ. We can love others well, and we can be creative in our relationships.
Her Many Hats is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. To hear more from Emma, visit her site, emmadanzy.wordpress.com. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a rating and review in your podcast app? It really does help us connect to more listeners like you. This podcast is produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
No matter what you're going through, you are not alone. Sis, if you've experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship, I want you to know that you are loved and seen. I'm Kia Stevens, host of the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, and I created my show to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. Join me for encouragement, wisdom, and scripture. Just search Hope for Women with Father Wounds on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcast.